Hey, thanks for calling Dills & Dills customer service. How are you vibing today? Hello? Are you there? Yeah? Yeah, I have to ask you that. It's in the script that they gave us. They apparently think it's important because we here at Dills & Dills strive to give you good vibrations every single day. And I can feel you rolling your eyes over the phone. Trust me, I'm right there with you. But they still want me to say it to everyone. It's supposed to. Wait, hold on. Let me find the line from the training manual. Ah, here we go. We here at Dills & Dills believe that sex is not shameful. After all, we were the most successful sex toy company in terms of sales in the second quarter of last year. We feel the need to highlight this unique period and hope that no one will notice how highly specific it is in order to improve admiration for a personal brand. What? Okay, no, it doesn't actually say that last line. But it does say that. In order to make our customers more comfortable discussing their most intimate, problems, we ask all our customer service representatives to work the following puns into their user-related calls whenever possible. At Dills & Dills, we believe that humor allows the consumers to experience familiarity in an unfamiliar setting, which will both decrease call times by giving customers a sense of comfort and help develop new loyalties to our company. I probably wasn't supposed to read you that, but whatever, honesty builds loyalty too. Or at least that's what I'll tell my boss if he ever finds out about this. Anyways, did it work? Do you feel more loyal or like opening up to me or something? Well, maybe you just need better puns. Yeah, sometimes I get bored and come up with some of my own. What about? Thanks for calling Dills & Dills customer service. Please tell us all your latest buzz. Get it? Because, like, vibrators buzz. No? Fine. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this one's good. At Dills & Dills, we believe that the customer always comes first. Huh. What do you think? Still nothing. Fine. Why don't you try one if you're so picky then? I'm mad at myself for laughing at that because it wasn't good. But no pun is good and I'm keeping that one. Nope, too late. Your words are now going to become modern Dill and Doe's lore. Just let me write them down. Welcome to Dills and Doe's. We know that things are hard, but we're here to help. Well, there you go. Congratulations. How does it feel like to be a sex pun legend? Well, sort of at least. Who knows, maybe they'll even add a section to the training manual about you. Exciting stuff. What? Okay, yeah. Admittedly, I'm not great at this job. I spent, I don't know, however long on the phone with you, and I still don't even know why you called. But in my defense, nobody ever calls this number. I mean, who the fuck calls customer service for a sex toy company? You'd have to be pretty desperate to. Oh, right. Sorry. It's not desperate. It's, good that you're so sexually open, really. No, really, it's fine. I'm not judging. Oh, come on. It's not lame. It shows ingenuity. Most people wouldn't even think to call the number on the back of the box, but you're a problem solver, or a go-getter, or something. Sorry, I'm kind of still in corporate sling mode after reading that training manual. Anyways, you're at least a really nice person if you're willing to listen to me yammer on like this. Yeah, I'm sorry I suck at this so much. Like I said, no one ever calls. I mostly just get to sit on my ass all day and play video games, so. Wait, Fuck, I probably shouldn't have told you that either. Oh, I'm so glad that my boss isn't here. Yeah, can we just forget that this interaction ever happened? No, you don't need to hang up. Let's just rewind a bit. Here, I'll start from the beginning. Hi, thanks for calling Dills & Dose Customer Service. How can I assist you? No, wait, it's supposed to include a pun. Hi, you've reached Dills & Dose Customer Service. Why the fuck did you call? Whatever, that was close enough to a pun. Yeah, I know, but please just answer before I do something else wrong. You just need to tell me how I can be of assistance. Okay, so your sex toy stopped working. Is that right? Alright, what kind is it? Wait, none of her models are named Thor. Oh, Thor is just the name that you gave it. But why would you name your sex toy? No, not important. I will focus on the job. Anyways, if you don't know the model, can you at least tell me how it runs? Is it battery operated? Oh, it has a charging cable. Got it. Well, are you sure that you charged it correctly? Yeah, I get that it was working last night, but how long did you use it for? Oh, to clarify, I need to know if it's a battery issue or not. I don't care how long it takes you to come. Great. Okay, yeah, that's about what I would have expected anyways. As in, that's about the average amount of time to come. Not like for you specifically, just statistically. Anyways, that wouldn't be enough to drain your battery from full. So it might be that it's not holding its charge for some reason. I don't know, did you try turning it on and off again? What? It works with computers. Okay, fine. I guess that's not really an option if it won't turn on at all. Unfortunately, that's pretty much the totality of my knowledge base for troubleshooting sex toys. I'd offer to call reinforcements, but I'm literally the only customer service representative. And as an apparent for my complete incompetency, they never actually expected anybody to call this number. On the plus side, I'm willing to bet that you're no longer horny after listening to this train wreck. So, you shouldn't have too much of a problem waiting until we send a replacement. Wait, seriously? How are you still turned on right now? Oh, well, I think that you sound cute too. I'm probably not supposed to say that either, but, it's fine. So, do you require further assistance? Oh, we don't have to do anything. It's just, well, you've got options if you still want to get off. And I'm happy to help if that's your type of thing. Oh, no, I don't mind at all. My boss isn't here and this is the most interesting thing that's happened all day. Besides, I kind of got excited when you said you liked my voice, so... Do you want to? Yeah. Alright, you have hands, right? What? Some people don't. I don't want to assume. Okay, great. Well, I think that you know where to put them. Yeah. Right there. Start slow for me. Just tease yourself for me while I get myself excited. Really excited. As I imagine you in my arms. As I imagine myself teasing you. Oh, and kissing you all over. And hearing your beautiful, beautiful moans. That's it. Let me hear it. Oh, show me how much you want me. How much you crave me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. You sound so good. Ugh, I want you so badly. Speed up. Oh, just a little, just enough to remind yourself that there's more. And to remind you how much I want you. Yeah, all of you. Every last inch. just imagine me straddling you and grinding against you, heating you up as I feel pleasure starting to build, but I'll still want to give you more because I want to push you to your very limit. So I'll grind faster as you squirm in delight because you want it just as much as I do. Say that you want me. Good, because I want you so fucking badly. Oh, faster. No holding back anymore. God, I'm so fucking close. So fucking close already. Come on, tell me what you want. Show me, come on. Come for me. Come for me. Oh God, please. Please, I need to hear you come, and I want to come with you. God, I'm so fucking close. So fucking close. Please. Please. Please, I need it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it, babe. That's definitely the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me at work. Okay, well, send the toy back to us and we'll get you set up with a new one. Oh, and if you get impatient waiting for a new one, you're always welcome to call again. Or hey, even after you get the new one, I, love to understand our products a little better. Wait, you actually want to call me again? No, that's great. Really great. Maybe I should just give you my personal number, though. In case it's not my shift next time. Okay, I can email it to you with the call received and... Wait, fuck, I'm supposed to send you a customer satisfaction survey, too. Yeah, I kinda guessed that you were satisfied, but do me a favor and don't go too much into detail on the survey, okay? There's like a 5% chance that one might actually read it, and I really don't want to explain this to my boss. Thanks! You're the best. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking again soon. Alright, thanks for calling Deals and Dose. We hope that you have a wonderful night.